intro.
Welcome back to the second half of the Rural Survival Show. We have Rick with us on the line, and we are going to be speaking now with Patricia in Florida on line three. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Because I'm in the middle of your talk about GMSO, and I wanted to know where to get it. And is there a certain kind that's preferable to it?
No.
You know, there's certain drugs.
Well, my local feed store has one variety, period, and let me begin walking toward it, and I will read you what it says. But the stuff works like a charm. I think the DMSO is essentially let's say chlorine bleach. And don't take me wrong. I'm not saying it's chlorine bleach. What I'm saying here is that chlorine bleach is chlorine bleach, and it doesn't hardly matter what brand you buy. DMSO would be DMSO. It's like apples. You know, what difference does it make what apple you got, unless you're addicted to a particular...
Is that like Dr. Jennifer's turpentine?
Well, is hers any better than... Okay, so this is made by Neogen. N-E-O-G-E-N. Neogen. 99% purity, 16 fluid ounces. Yeah, DMSO, dimethyl sulfate. Dimethyl sulfate is the real name. DMSO is just the acronym. No, it doesn't matter. I'm sure it doesn't matter at all. I mean, you know, all of it's going to cure your ills, as far as I'm concerned. And if you use enough of it, it's going to make a breath smell weird. But I wouldn't worry about that too much. Just stay away from humans for a while, which, by the way, if you're me, that's not a bad thing.
And it works I have arthritis of the hip, of one hip, and I don't ever want to go back to a hospital to get it fixed.
So I don't blame you.
Put that on. What?
Hey, Patricia, I would try it personally. I'm not telling you to do it, but if I was you, I would try it.
Well, Patricia, can you tell me what it is that's bothering you?
Yeah, I had extremely bad both hips, and they did an operation that I almost died from, the complications from it. I don't want to go back for the other one, but they said there's hardly any bone there.
Bad, you have bad what?
Hips, H-I-P-S, hips. One I got fixed. But I don't want to go back, and I want to get the other one. I want to be out of pain so I can walk.
Well, I'm not sure this is going to cure what's wrong with your hips, but if you're just talking about pain mitigation, I would probably try it on. Oh, gosh. Well, try it on one side and report back. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Can't hurt, right? Can't hurt you as long as
as far as I can tell. No, there's no evidence. The only thing that ever happened is that in rats, or was it pigs, given gigantic doses, their close-range vision started to get a little shady, but corrected itself when they quit smearing the pigs with DMSO. So if that's your evidence that something's wrong with it, you know, I say keep it off the pigs. That would be my suggestion, but whatever.
And you put it on with your hand?
Oh, I would use a cotton ball. I like to use a cotton ball. No, don't put it on with your hands because, you know, then you've got it all over your hands, and you know probably you don't want that in your eyes or in your nose or wherever you're gonna or in your mouth wherever your hands might go. No, just put it on a cotton ball and smear it all around. And because it's a solvent, if I may suggest, I don't know that there's any danger of conflagration, but I usually flush the cotton ball. You know, I would. Don't put that in the trash can. And I recommend you ladies cleaning your nails. You know, don't put solvents in the trash can. You're just asking for it. You know, flush those things. Right. But anyway, I'd use a cotton ball.
Okay. All right. I don't know. And Let's see. And so if I were to put it on my hip, which is a fairly, wear off by itself? You don't have to wash it off, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, it goes. Go ahead, Tim. Please go ahead.
No, it goes straight into your skin. I just put some on my left bicep during the last bottom of the hour break because it was hurting because I got out and did some chores the other day that I haven't done in a year and a half, and I'm paying for it, so I decided to try it on my bicep. Now I just wish I'd done my elbow, but I'm fixing to do that now. But it works.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's okay.
Right, yes, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
One more thing for Susie, too. Because I think it may be an issue for Susie to access this information, if she will, I'll give my Susie's called me before, but I don't think I've saved her number. I've got Jerry's and I've got Ty's out of Texas, but I don't have Susie's, I don't think. Yeah, I'll give Sam my phone number, and if she will call me and give me her address, I will download some PDFs on DMSO use and just snail mail it to her.
That'd be nice
would
of
be
you, Rick.
Oh, it's just going to take a couple minutes. It's hardly the deal, hardly an issue at all. I just got to remember when the show's over to call Sam and get it in there. So maybe Susie's still hanging out. No, probably not. We were, if there are no more callers, you and I were going to finish a discussion we got cut off on at 11:58 last Saturday, which I made a statement. We were talking about things like ARs and AKs and stuff like that, and I was trying to talk about what I thought was practical for a human and dual use and that kind of thing. And, I'll admit I've got an AR. I'm not a huge fan of the platform itself. I was in the Army. That was my primary weapon. But I really, really liked the M14. You got to take an M14.
Oh, yes.
You've got to test out on an M14. And I tried to trade it, but they wouldn't have any part of it. But my AK is a 300 blackout. Good morning, Jimmy. Mm. My AK is a 300 blackout, and which means it's a 7.62. It's not a 223. So,
right.
What I would like to say is if you look at movies of people who, older movies of people who live, let's say, in Appalachia or possibly older movies and people who are living off the land, you don't see them walking around with a pistol. There's no use for pistol at that point. It's so romantic and cool, but...
Not to me.
In a good gun situation... Oh, yeah. In a good gun situation, a pistol's going to do you no good much that I know of. But, we could go into the Rawls thing about fighting you with... Exactly. So, what I can do with a 12-gauge, my gosh, you can put slugs in there and you can shoot at least 100 yards straight, and then you can go to your rougher buck shots, double aught or four buck. Four buck's my favorite. Four buck, I mean, you can do insane things. That's for black bear, and then you drop on down to bird shot. I mean, if you want to shoot squirrels or rabbits or something, you can go all the way down to little number 9 bird shot, which is nice, fine, little tiny pellets, or shooting small game. There is no other weapon that I know of that can shoot so many things and do it well. It's one of a kind deal.
Our mutual friend Jimmy is sending me everything I need for reloading 12-gauge and 20-gauge, and I am looking forward to that.
Wads. What? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of wads. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You can do it. My father's first unit was something he had to hold between his legs. It looked like a firework of some kind. It was ridiculous. The man would sit there at the coffee table night after night while we watched black and white TV, reloading 12 gauges. It was the funniest thing on the planet. One at a time. But anyway, it was it was insane.
I don't know what kind of loader Jimmy's sending me, but, you know, if it's just one of a at a time or the rotary thing, I can live with either one. One at a time is fine.
It's probably going to be an RCBS rock crusher. You know, probably the rock. I'm guessing it's going to be a rock crusher, but, you know, the like the one I've got my hand on right now, which is cool because you can take the shoes out and you can go, you know, you can reload whatever you want, 38s, 45s, 357s. You just get other dies. And so, yeah, very, very versatile unit. What you can do with the old RC rock crushers is a wonderful thing. But you know, it's one of those very, very quiet things where you sit quietly, listen to the radio, and just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, I used to make myself a week's worth of cigarettes at a time. You talk about doing the same thing over and over again. So I can live with it, I bet.
Well, it's quiet time. It's quiet time if nothing else. I wonder...
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, before we get off that subject, let's just do one more thing. 30 caliber, you know, try to stay with 30 caliber for self-defense if you can. And I'm talking 7.62, even the 7.62 by 39, typical AK round, or the 30-30 lever action. I'm a huge fan of 30-30 lever action. We put up a 6x6. Thinking that my son wanted to try out his new 30-30, and we put up a 6x6, and it went right. The 30-30, even though it's what I'm looking for, it's an underappreciated caliber. You know, it's old school. It's been dismissed as useless. It went all the way through a 6x6, and so, and which is why they call that one a brush knocker. It's you can shoot through light woods and still hit what you're aiming at with that. So,
sure you can.
Lever actions, they don't break. Lever actions and pump actions for your shotgun. What do you think? 870, right?
Yeah, I got an 870.
So do I. I mean, I'm all for it. I've got an 870 with rifle sights, and. You can do a lot of things with it. I even shot skeet with it and shot a 22 out of 25 with rifle sights. So, you can do it. All right.
I got one of those Leaper quick points on mine with the saddle thing that goes on the side of the receiver to hold the
receiver.
Scope. Yeah. And
I
got a short barrel. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got a short barrel. That is threaded for a choke, so I can carry that on a horse in a scabbard, and then I got long barrel that I like, for quail and dove hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you.
So people that don't know, those barrels come off in a flash.
Oh yeah, and
you just don't screw the end cap
that,
and put the new one on.
Right. What I like about that little short barrel one, though, I can put a turkey choke on it, and I can kill a coyote with double-aught buck 100 yards out.
Oh, yes. It holds a pattern. I mean, there's no question about it. And, what I would say about that is in a defensive situation, especially here in Missouri, shooting out 100 yards with double-aught buckshot is a very practical thing. And, and two, and let's be honest, in a grid-down situation, things like 12 gauges are going to be a little easier to find than some of the more exotic bullets. You know, you're not going to find any of these new crazy rounds that they're coming up with. I'm trying to think of the names of some of these bizarre sniper rounds, but... You know, that stuff's going to be hard to come by. But things like 12 gauges, you might be able to lay your hands on. So,
I think you're right. You know, out here in the country, nobody's going to have, you know, sitting in their garage, a box of 458 Magnum hollow point boat tailed whatever, you know?
No, probably not. Only Jimmy.
But
just
12
Jimmy.
12 gauge is real likely. You
know, yeah, right. But yeah, it is likely. So, you know, I would say, you know, in a grid down situation, if you've got a shotgun and a 30-30, you're probably in really good shape. And I hate to be a jerk, but if you had two shotguns and two 30-30s, you'd be in even better shape. But we can probably dismiss that subject for the second. I did want to mention something that I keep forgetting to mention. Do you know what the 40% rule is, the U.S. Navy SEALs 40% rule?
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. If you've ever watched, let's say, what is American Sniper, is the story about Chris...
Chris Kyle?
Help me out here. Chris Kyle, thank you.
Chief Kyle, yeah.
You know, you watch how they torture these boys. And they do the same thing, you know, to Green Berets and anybody, you know, it gets pretty rough. When a man quits, when a man says, I'm done, he throws in the towel, in truth, he's only 40% done. So that's, you know, they know that. They know they can push you 60% further before you're actually done. So it's the human condition. The 40% rule is actually the human condition. So, you know, anytime you think you're done, I'm going to suggest probably, according to the experts, you're only 40% done. I'm only bringing that up. With respect to a grid down situation or anything else. You know, when you're totally disgusted and you're throwing the towel, you're not done at all. You're not even close. So, just saying.
I'd say you're probably right there, Rick. I've never really thought about it that much, and tried to make sure that I wasn't ever physically taxed to that point to the best of my ability.
Well, there are people that can and will think their way out of that situation, so they don't have to deal with that. If would you like to, you know, with respect to, I'm going to change the subject if you don't mind. With respect to, for the masses, for hyperinflation, and I know I'm jumping around, but you know, I began by talking about food production and hyperinflation. With respect to seed procuring seeds, there are massive differences in price. And if you go to places like High Mowing or Todd's or Main Street Seeds, you can buy thousands of seeds for the same price that other people would be selling perhaps a package or two. You know, so, and you would say, well, why in the world would I ever want to do that? Oh, well, I will tell you why you want to do that. You take those seeds and you put them in a little jar, like a jelly jar, and put those in the fridge. And then if we ever do have hyperinflation, you know, you will be so happy you've got some seeds because, you know, at some point, maybe they're not going to be as available as they are right now. I did have somewhere in my notes a comparison. I got a Johnny's, which I love for their Johnny's Select Seeds. I love them for their lettuce, but they are pricey. There's a pricey group of humans, and they recommended to me some exotic beet. And when I started looking around, I went over to Todd's, T-O-D-D-S, Todd's Seeds. He had the exact same exotic beet for one quarter of the price. So I would be able to buy four times as much, you know, for that price. So that gives me some beets to plant and beets to set. So with respect to beets and turnips, and having insane problems with root maggots and also flea beetles, which, by the way, so we should talk about
Rick,
last week's experiments. Go ahead, I can hear
it. It's that time. We got a break. Ladies and gentlemen,
amazing.
Back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Everybody, go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, so you remember we were talking about the flea beetle damage and how pervasive it was, most particularly on the turnips.
Right.
Aside from the fact that I really do love to eat the turnips, the turnip greens I probably like even better. And you know what a great side dish. You know, fried turnip greens are, you know, with some cracked pepper and stuff. But the flea beetles basically took care of that. So we were discussing, Tim, Laurie, an experiment using pyrethrin and tea tree oil. And, okay, as soon as I got off at noon, I did this on the eggplants, which are always the flea beetles like them the best. And why that is, I have no idea. So what I did was I took a bottle, which was a quartz spray bottle, and took some, it's called CV80D, Country Vet 80D, which is a pyrethrin spray made for farm and dairy, and it's people-friendly, and it's just pyrethrin. So it would be the essence of a crushed mum. From a chrysanthemum.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's poisonous to cats or something, or fish for sure. Fish don't like it. Maybe not cats, maybe fish. I know the chickens are fine with it because I use it in their coop. But
right,
what I did was, so I took a teaspoon of the spray, and I highly recommend you spray this into a empty soda bottle or beer bottle or something so you don't get a face full of that. Get about a teaspoon, put it in your sprayer, with and fill the rest up with just soap water, okay? Now,
right,
according to my math, since all of these dairy barn sprays are 0.5%, that's what they are, 0.5% pyrethrin. Okay.
Right.
So according to my math, and I can always check it again, that is 2.6 100,000ths. If you take a teaspoon, there's 6 teaspoons. Oh, the things I do for this show. There are 6 teaspoons in an ounce, 32 ounces in a quart. So you're talking about, if you take a half a percent in a teaspoon, you're at 2.6 100,000ths in your spray bottle, which is really, that's super duper small.
Right.
And user friendly. I mean, you know, hypothetically, you could put, you know, didn't I say they were using this for head lice? So you can smear it on your head if you want to. Okay, so, well,
right.
I don't know that I want to, but yeah, I don't know that.
That was anyway, tea tree oil that you could do that with.
Yeah.
No, I think the head lice thing is pyrethrin.
Oh, that's what I mean. We're talking about what Lori used, vice what you buy in the store. But yes, the head lice treatment you buy at Walmart is pyrethrin. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's fairly friendly, right?
Yeah.
Well, I sprayed it on the egg. I sprayed it on the eggplants, two of them, two only, and then I went back and I added tea tree oil and sprayed the other two. The bugs have not been back yet. It's been 1 week, and so you know the question that you know you're asking that I'm asking is, you know, how to control really noxious pests in your garden without, you know, poisoning yourself.
Right.
You know, although, as I mentioned last week, if you're buying any produce at the store at all, you know, chances are you're giving yourself
market.
Yep, you're getting sprayed. Yeah, there's God only knows what they're spraying with. You know, you never really know. You know, that could be 7, that could be malathion, it could be anything, you know, and you know, you're happy as a tornado in a trailer park eating that stuff because you don't know it, right? Because, you know, ignorance is bliss. But in your own garden. So anyway, it's been 1 week, and the flea beetles won't touch this yet. So I think I'm just getting ready to replant the Japanese salad turnips. I pulled them all yesterday. I washed them off. As a matter of fact, I just walked in. Apparently, that's my lunch. But I'm sure, I don't know how that's going to work out. But I'll be interested to see it. So we're going to replant the Japanese turnips, and this time I will be putting DE at the base of them so I don't have to deal with any root maggots putting weird-looking marks on my turnips. And I want those green, so I'm going to use this spray, which is, you know, just super-duper minimal pyrethrin, just really minimal, 2.6 100,000ths.
Right.
So I'll be putting that on the greens, and hopefully not only can I get decent turnips, I would be able to get, great greens for frying up in some maybe some bacon grease or oil and bacon, black pepper and some sea salt or something, maybe a little onions in there, something like that. I can report back on that, though. Sure, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443. Give us a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To Rural Survival here on RBN, and we were speaking with Rick, and Rick, sounds like your lunch is going to be good. Go ahead. Okay, let's go with Freedom Land on line 3. Hello. Are you there?
That's Sovereign Man from Freedom Land.
That's it.
Here we go.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been hearing a lot of good things about the essential oils. I have to do some research on the doTERRA. I used to listen to another program where they would promote another brand. But, it comes down to the frequency of the oil and how it reacts to us, because we're frequency.
Well, I think it comes down to the purity of the oil also.
Well, yeah.
Those things are related, of course.
Yeah. Actually, I think I was listening to another program, and they were talking about how each organ resonates at a different frequency.
That's exactly. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah, and how we can use these different modalities to help ameliorate, you know, things that are going on within us with the oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And the blending of the oils. By the way, would it be okay if I give a shout out to the chat room?
Of course.
Oh, great. And great to hear that you have another PC.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not a PC. Actually, it's a server that we converted into a PC so we can actually get some work done.
Oh, yeah. It's much more. You can do it. It has a lot more functionality for you.
Yeah, dual processors and 24 gigabytes of RAM and 2.5 terabytes of disk space. And, yeah, something else. The whole thing weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah, well, when the brimstone hits the fan, I don't want to grab that anchor, but, you know, hopefully you'll have everything backed up on. Huh?
The good part is if the house catches fire or something like that and I got to exit in a hurry, believe it or not, there's not a single wire that you can see. The hard drives just are on a tray with handles, and you just pull them, grab them, and go.
Yeah, quick disconnect. That's weird. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Now, the chat room is the Rural Survival Show. chattango.com, and we can exchange links in there. Matter of fact, Mer just put a link in reference to an article about cheap ARs. So, yeah, be careful on buying those cheap ones.
Survival show.tango.
Oh, it's chat tango, like a dance with words. Chat tango. C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O.
Well, I'll get there in a minute. There we go. I've never actually looked at it.
Yeah, most of the shows on RBN, there's chat rooms for them.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think we have a new program coming up after this program today, don't we?
You know, I don't know what comes up next today.
I think it's called Grand Jury Reawakening with Dr. Kelly.
Huh.
That's what we need. We need the grand juries to be reawoke, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
And the grand jury should be de jure grand juries, and they should go and present their claims or their indictments to the sheriff and force him to become a de jure sheriff.
Yes, that would be interesting if it ever happened. It truly would.
Yeah, I hope and I pray.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to affect the change
jury
nullification
still existed.
Yeah. Well, when you're dealing with a de facto system where they make it up as they go along, and they're not held accountable to their statutes, ordinances, and regulations.
Yeah. One thing I found is the defense in those kind of things. For example, I was sued over a real estate deal that happened 18, 19 years ago, and this was probably 10 years ago, and I demanded a jury trial. And they said I had to post an $800 bond. So all I did was come back and said, well, I can, you know, in a filing and to paraphrase, I said, well, I guess I have to give up my rights to an Article 3 trial under whatever section it was to the Constitution, since I don't have $800 to pay for it. Oh, boy, did that ever stir a pot.
Well, you should have entered a letter of impecuniosity stating that there is no money in circulation.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far. I knew I'd get what I wanted, and I did. Okay, anything else, buddy?
Nope, that's it. You have a blessed weekend.
You too, sir. And stay safe.
Thanks for being out there.
All right.
Thanks.
Next, we go to Mike in Virginia on line 5. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
morning.
Mike.
Paul. Mike.
Okay, am I on the air now?
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Okay, great. I want to steer, if I may, back to guns. If you can't answer this, maybe somebody could call in and answer. A couple questions, maybe.
Oh, dear.
What do you think is better, an AK-47 or an AK-74? I'm sure you know an AK-47 is a 7.62 by 39, and a 74 is a 5.45 by 39. And the typical velocity of an AK-74 is 2,800 feet per second, whereas a AK-47 is 2,400 feet per second. Supposedly, the 74, the AK-74, has a flatter trajectory and is more accurate. And, of course, the AK-47 has more knockdown power. And I don't know. If you heard any, I own both, by the way. And maybe I'm not the best shot in the world.
And, tell you what, you take whichever one you like the least, Mike, and send it to me.
That's okay.
I'm going to suggest, Mike, it depends on where you live. You know, think about every gun is a tool, and every tool has a function. If you're trying to use the wrong tool to do a job, you're just fooling around. You're just screwing up. So think about where you live. Look around. Go outside. Look around. Look at your terrain. You know, if it's close and tight like it is here in Missouri, long range stuff doesn't make tons of sense. Knockdown power does. Knockdown power makes a lot of sense. So I would say, you know, try to envision this as a tool, and then if you should be able to tell very quickly which one of these tools works best for you where you live.
So it depends on the circumstances.
I agree with you, Rick.
So in other words, it depends on the circumstances. I used to live in Maryland. I moved here back to Virginia a few months ago. And my nickname in the chat room was Meat Dog, M-E-A-T-D-A-W-G. I know it's a silly name. But when I lived in the D.C. area, if I saw returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, I would always ask them, in combat, what would you prefer to use? An AK-47 or a AR platform? And most of them, it seemed like, said they would rather have an AK, which kind of surprised me.
Why would it surprise you? You know how many guys, you know how many soldiers wound up dead with jammed ARs when the commies just, you know, dropped their stuff in the water in the mud and their stuff kept on working? No, there's a reason for that.
Well, but that was back in the 60s in Vietnam, before they had all the defects cleared up. I mean, the ARs now are much different from the ones in the 60s. I think they're much improved.
That's true.
Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, you're right. No, that's true. That's all true. Some of the problems have been corrected, and that's a fact. You know, still, though, for the average, you know, I think it depends on who you are. I mean, if you're Jimmy, Desert Eagle, AR is great because he's a decent gunsmith and he can take care of himself. But if you're the local goofball, you know, just a prepper who isn't real good at taking stuff apart and cleaning it, then the AK is what I would recommend for you. Just saying.
Yeah, because I tell you what. Cleaning an AR-15 is a quite an ordeal.
Well, it can be. Yeah, it is. You need to train up on that. Yeah.
You got all these small parts you got to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. And if you don't get them clean enough, you know, you start getting malfunctions. And I really do think, that's just my opinion, honestly. And Jimmy is an expert, and he may disagree with me, but, you know, for the average Joe on the street, I think an AK has looser tolerances and can get a lot dirtier without malfunctioning.
It does.
Yeah, and so, you know, in a grid down situation or for the average guy who just doesn't take, and most people don't take care of their stuff. So, you know, if somebody says, you know, which one, I'm always going to say AK just because the human condition is laziness. And so, you know, I figure if they grab up a dirty AK, it's probably going to work. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys, my favorite's either the old M1 or I forgot the name, what the make was, but there was an FN that I absolutely fell in love with in the late 70s, early 80s. Oh, that was a smooth shooting little girl.
Is it the Fabrique nationality rifle,
yeah,
that England had at one time?
I know that France had it. I don't know if England had it.
Yeah, the FNFAL?
That's it, yes.
Yeah, England had it. I mean, they call it the right arm of the West. And I know, of course, Belgium had it because they manufactured it. But England had it. I don't think France, you know how independent France is. But England had it. The English-speaking countries had it. Australia, Canada, and Belgium, of course. And what was kind of ironic was during the Falkland War, the English were facing the Argentines, and both sides had FNFALs.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Okay, anything else? Because we got some more callers waiting.
Okay, just a second here, if I may.
Sure.
Since you like the FNFAL so much, I want to suggest a video about 25 minutes long by this Australian guy who is a representative for DS Arms. When he takes the FNFAL through a torture test, that is unfreaking believable. I mean, he at the very end, he blows it up, practically, and the doggone thing still fires automatic and semi.
Yes.
I mean, he's an Australian dude, and so just do FNFAL torture test. It's a very entertaining video anyway, because all the stuff this guy does, it's quite incredible.
I bet.
Do you think the FNFAL is better than the M14?
It's a draw in my mind.
Yeah. But,
I agree.
Check out the
bolt system on an M14 M1 is equal to FNFAL. They're both great.
But check out the FNFAL torture test from the Australian guy. I'll hang up, and thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Next, we're going to go to Fred in Michigan on line 3. Go ahead, Fred. You're on the air, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Yeah, my favorite is that 308. And FNAR. Was reintroduced, I think, last year. FNAR, they've got, it's got a built-in tripod, or bipod.
Right, I thought that's what you meant, yeah.
Yeah, bipod, and, you know, comes with, I think, 20 round clips. It's a real sweet shooter. Somebody called in about de jure grand juries. I'm pretty sure in the FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association booklet, which there is in Phoenix a Christian printer by the name of Witten Printers, called the Citizens Rule Book. Fabulous historic that accompanies that booklet regarding grand jury. And of course, it has a declaration in the federal charter included.
Right.
But that's a real good thing to pass out to people, break the ice. And I agree, common law de jure grand juries is a major concern. We all got to get at it. And
all right, Brad, we're running out of time, buddy. Hang on to the break. You have about another minute and a half, 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. No time for more callers. We'll be back in three.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. We're almost done with our hour. Fred, you've got about a minute if you want to go.
That is absolutely insane. Once again, we're going to have to do something about this short show thing we got. Hey, two things. First of all, there are recent college studies showing that calcium increases plant growth by up to 300%. So the Midliter pre-plant mix, which basically starts with 5 pounds of lime or gypsum, which is, you know, calcium, adding 4 ounces Epsom salts and 1 ounce of borax. That's the pre-plant mix. So just calcium alone, just lime alone, can, according to new college studies, can increase your plant growth by up to 300%. The other thing I want to bring up before we're out of here is potato flakes. I cannot stress how important potato flakes are. You can get them at the local Sam's Club. If your Sam's Club has not been turned into a detention center yet, or you can get them. You know what I'm talking about, too. And
yes, I do.
At my Mennonite store, I can get 50 pounds for like $37. A couple handfuls of potato flakes in a pot of soup puts a lot of calories into a soup. Growing potatoes is a laborious process and very dicey. In Missouri, doesn't work out terribly well. So, you know, if you get yourself some bags of potato flakes, get them in some 5-gallon buckets and seal them up in a grid down situation or hyperinflation, you're going to have a lot of food for a lot of people real cheap. I want you to look into that.
Right, beans too, Rick.
Oh my gosh, of course, beans. By all means, the Bishop's Storehouse, Church of the Mormons, you can buy already canned beans, good for 30 years, cheaper than I can buy beans bulk and can them myself. They are already in cans, ready to go at the Bishop's Storehouse. Look up your local Bishop's Storehouse. Usually it's open one day a week. Go in there and grab what you can. It's cheap, it's easy. It's all done for you, too.
Oh, you know, my birthday's coming up, Rick. I bet they sell gift certificates.
Well, you'd have to get all the way up here. Maybe I better just send beans. You'll be the only man on the planet that ever wanted beans for your birthday. Seriously.
Do not send beans.
What, worry?
Yep.
I told her, a favor, not send you beans.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Not worth my salt. That's right. Whatever that means. Grab some salt, too. Yeah. So, you know, the Bishop's Storehouse, you know, grab it. But for God's sakes, grab some potato flakes. We've been using it. I take soup for lunch every day, you know, and a lot of times it if you throw a couple handfuls of potato flakes in your soup, that will keep you all the way till dinner. It is, by all means, it's the way to fly for sure. So is there, you know, the weapons always set everybody off, don't they? You mentioned weapons and the calls come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, a lot of our callers, that's a favorite subject, not necessarily the favorite subject. And
right.
I don't blame them. You know, I enjoy weapons, too. You know, they're a tool. I also enjoy chainsaws.
Exactly. I love to eat lunch. So, you know, beans and potato flakes, you know, you can't eat a gun. Did anybody watch any of the Playing for Change videos? Did you watch the one where the Lakota Nation did a big part in that one? Did you watch that one?
No,
I think
no.
It was all... It,
Rick?
Okay.
Look, hey, buddy, we're out of
all
time.
All along the Watchtower. Again? My gosh, this is ridiculous. All right.
Yeah, the clock catches up with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. Thank you for being here. Same time, same channel next week. Thank you to all of our callers. Big thank you, Rick, for you being on. Hope everybody has a great weekend and a safe one. Talk to you later, folks.
Great talking,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Yeah, nice talking.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.